So how does it feel to bring these three kind of, I wouldn't say iconic, but very, very fan-friendly characters to the series? It changes the gameplay dimensions quite tremendously.
Absolutely. I think what's fun about having these three characters be released now is that it provides players with the ability to go back into some of those stories that we created for Disney Infinity 2.0 and experience the content using the powers of the villains like Loki in the Avengers playset, Ronan inside of Guardians of the Galaxy, and Green Goblin inside of Spider-Man. The Yondu is the character that we just released in addition to Green Goblin and Ronan. And so what's interesting about him is that, you know, he plays a little bit of a dual role inside of the film, a mentor to Star-Lord, but then also at the same time, someone who's a bit of a double-crosser, similar to Jack Sparrow. Actually, the other day inside the toy box, I did a story between Jack Sparrow and Yondu double-crossing each other, which led to some hilarity with the people I was playing with. So it's an incredible honor to represent these characters. It's an incredible honor for our team to represent these characters inside of the game. And at the same time, it opens up a lot of fun gameplay possibilities, both in the playsets and the toy box.
In terms of Yondu, how did you guys kind of get the inspiration to tackle his moveset? You watched the film, and that Yaka arrow is just so amazing. And how do you just kind of look at that and say, all right, we're going to make this work in the game? Because you absolutely do. You just go about it in a different way.
It was very exciting. We were able to work closely with the team at Marvel to get access to not only the early script for Guardians of the Galaxy, but also the dailies. And so we were able to start seeing how they were going to take Yondu, as we know him from the comic books, and represent him inside of the Guardians of the Galaxy film. We wanted to make sure that we were being faithful to the film, but also faithful to what fans of Yondu from the comic books would come to expect from that character from a gameplay perspective. So one of the fun things, you know, if you remember from the film, of course, is, you know, the whistle that he does with that arrow. And so our team at Avalanche Software worked very, very hard to try to bring that and make that fun inside of the game. He becomes an interesting character because he's not only long range, but he's also pretty strong when it comes to melee combat. So he's very versatile in terms of his moveset overall, which I think is going to be a lot of fun for fans of the character.
I remember, you know, in previous interviews we've spoken together with Mr. Bunker about the, you know, the look of the characters. And the first time I saw Yondu, I was almost like mesmerized because he looks so much like Michael Rooker. So I mean, I mean, just from the bags under the eyes, like everything. How much time and effort went into just nailing that?
Oh, a ton of time and effort, but it actually really comes down to the talent of our team at Avalanche Software. I mean, it's a lot of fun to be able to look before anyone can at the dailies and at the work in progress from the films, but to be able to take that inspiration and translate it into the art style of Disney Infinity, it really takes a skillful artist, and that's why the team at Avalanche is so good at what they do. I have a kind of a fun anecdotal story that just happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Peter Gunn, the director of the film, actually posted on his Facebook page a link to Toy Box TV where we were featuring Yondu. Mm-hmm. Michael Rooker went on to repost his Facebook post as well.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of fun and surreal as a game developer that we get to see such incredibly talented people from the film industry recognize the work that we've put into bringing those characters to life inside of Disney Infinity.
In terms of the creation of Ronan, it's always hard to kind of add a boss to a game because you don't want them to be overpowered, but at the same time, you really want them to be unique. What do you think Ronan brings to the table that makes him unique and not super overpowered like, you know, some people would expect when they play against him in the game?
So the thing for me, Patrick, is that, you know, when that's the first character. I'm going to give you an emotional answer.
Let's hear it.
It's the first character that I consider one of the scariest characters of Disney Infinity. It's the first character that visually is brooding, and in-game, the way he animates and moves when he's attacking various characters is quite threatening. So it's fun, actually, to see this character that we get to know in the film, and of course comic book lovers have known for a while now, represented inside of this game. It's primarily for kids and family, and an incredibly powerful character. So for me, it's really all about, you know, how, when I look at that character, how he's scary. in game itself, though, I mean, he's a lot of fun to play as well. And have you had a chance actually to play with him yet, Patrick?
Yeah, I love the fact that his blocks are attacks. It's like it's one of the coolest things, especially in the Guardians playset. You have all those turrets that could be, you know, a little bit of a pain in the neck from time to time.
Oh,
and
you're telling me.
He just totally turns that, you know, pain in the neck to, it's actually pretty fun. So whose idea was to do that? Because that changes the playset a lot.
Well, so our character development team at Avalanche Software worked in close conjunction with the team at Ninja Theory, which we just brought onto the Infinity platform this year to bring Ronin to life inside of the game. And so it was kind of the ideation came from both of the teams of how he should feel inside of the game, with one of the key things being that Ronin felt incredibly different from the other characters that we've already put out inside of Disney Infinity.
So in terms of Green Goblin, this is an iconic character. He's probably the oldest of you know, the characters that you've created for Disney Infinity that, you know, weren't, you know, main characters in terms of, like, you know, being readily available in a playset. How do you tackle that type of legacy and lineage and make that character someone that new fans like and old fans like?
The way to answer this question, Patrick, is to talk about how great our relationship has been with the team at Marvel and how we've really been given unfettered access to Brian Michael Bendis as well as Joe Quesada to help us make sure that we implemented these characters in a way that was fun from a gameplay perspective, but true to the vision that the Marvel comic fans have come to know these characters. So truly it has to do with the collaboration between our development team and the people at Marvel.
Tough question, but I know you're like the master of tough questions. Who's your favorite character out of these three to play with and why?
I am actually not the master at tough questions. In fact, you would laugh because I get lectured more than you can possibly imagine about saying dumb things to journalists. But regarding this question, I would say out of the three characters that we're talking about today, my favorite ends up being Goblin. I like the fact that he is a tank class character, so he's rather large, and the way that he attacks from a melee perspective, but also from his goblin bombs that he has, is a lot of fun in gameplay. And it's something that's a little bit different. I mean, having a character that's kind of hurling explosives harkens back a little bit to what Wreck-It Ralph and what Vanellope von Schweetz were doing in the mm-hmm. first version of Infinity. But now with Green Goblin, it's such an iconic character, it's a lot of fun to use him and see what happens when, you know, he actually begins interacting with different characters, not only from the Marvel Universe, but from the Disney Universe inside of the toy box. So right now, my flavor of the minute is Green Goblin.
All right, is there anything else you want to say about the release of these three characters or anything coming up?
I just hope that fans really enjoy all the hard work that we put into making those characters come to life inside of Infinity. And you know, we're a platform that's going to grow over time. So we want to hear from you guys about what new characters you want to see added to Disney Infinity in the future.